From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Hundreds benefit from social services and youth empowerment fair in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Find out more on this edition of CSJP in 5. The prison oval in St. Catherine was the place to be on April 29 as the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, partnered with the Social Development Commission, SDC, and the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force to host a social services and youth empowerment fair. On the social services side, the Registrar General's Department, Tax Administration Jamaica, the St. Catherine Health Department, Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, Citizen Security and Justice Program, and the Ministry of Labor and Social Security were among the participating entities.
We also had free dental checks through current distributors, free dental checks and cleaning. We had free vision testings from the Lions Club. We had free HIV AIDS testing also from the HIV AIDS unit. Children First offered free barbering services.
Community Development Officer with the SDC, Andrea Nelson. The event got underway at 10 a.m., but some persons turned out earlier to secure a place among the first 50 applicants, who all received a free birth certificate from the RGD. Additionally, persons were able to apply for their taxpayer registration number, TRN, and pay property taxes. A justice of the peace was on hand to notarize documents for those who required such assistance. And the St. Catherine Health Department offered free flu shots and vaccination. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, supported the fair by helping to mobilize community leaders and young people in its target communities, sponsoring a live outside broadcast from the event, providing a booth to interact with young people and showcase its services, and securing participation from CSJP's Men with a Message.
When the SDC approached us, we saw it only fitting to be part of this venture because we are in the same target area and we have a similar mission. And when we looked at it, we said if we all joined forces, we would create a greater impact. And also because the CSJP and the SDC have been age-old partners. We have partnered in terms of community governance, working with community groups. We have also partnered in terms of community-based research, in terms of profiles and planning.
Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator with the CSJP, Patrice Nephew. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, through its Community Safety and Security Branch, was another key partner in the staging of the event. Head of Community Safety and Security for the St. Catherine North Police Division, Assistant Superintendent Fitz Albert Linton, says the police welcome partnerships with stakeholder groups such as CSJP and SDC in the work to engage at-risk youth and other residents and to foster good relations.
I want to tell you that it was well supported by the various communities in our own Spanish Town. The effort of the police, we were there to encourage persons to make the best use of all these programs that are being offered.
Community Development Officer with the SDC, Andrea Nelson, confirms that the event was indeed successful. Of course, a major highlight of the event was the presentation from CSJP's Men with a Message as they sought to empower young people.
So they come to speak about their life, you know, before going into prison, during and after, you know, just to show young persons the importance of what it means to be a model citizen and the fact that, you know, life behind bars is no fun. So it is important that they stay in school, listen to their parents, and, you know, do what is right. And that segment went very well, and it was well received.
She has expressed gratitude to CSJP for its support. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, the UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.